Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I would like to cover some wheat news and give out details for all the upcoming events coming to McPherson County residents, like the McPherson County Farmers Market. But first, for today's Did You Know, that National Dairy Month is celebrated every year during the month of June throughout the United States. It's a month-long celebration of contributions the dairy industry has made for more than 85 years. Originally started in 1937 as National Milk Month, it was created as a way to promote drinking milk to U.S. consumers as there was a production surplus at the time. By 1939, June became the official dairy month. Whether it's coffee, cereal, or smoothies, by adding one more serving of milk to your family's day can help ensure they get the nutrients they need to build strong bones and teeth. Trusted for decades, dairy farm families pride themselves on producing wholesome dairy foods that help their families grow and stay healthy. To help celebrate this month, here are some facts about the state's dairy farms. Kansas is the 16th ranked dairy state for milk production and home of more than 175,000 dairy cows on 193 dairy farms. Roughly 80 to 85% of the milk produced in the state is produced in western Kansas. In Kansas, the average dairy cow produces about 7.55 gallons of milk per day. That's more than 2,755 gallons of milk over the course of a typical year. In my farming news, with many McPherson County farmers gearing up for this year's annual wheat harvest, some local wheat producers have already started to harvest this year's crop. Back in my younger days, I was right in the middle of the fast pace of wheat harvest. Growing up on a local farm here in McPherson County, I recall memories of early morning maintenance of trucks and combines and long, hot harvest days of cutting wheat. Here are some facts about hard red winter wheat. Kansas stores more wheat than any other state. On the average, Kansas ranks number one in wheat and wheat products exported. Half of the wheat grown in Kansas is used in the United States. The other half is exported. Wheat is used for many kinds of foods, such as breads, cookies, cakes, pies, pastries, cereals, crackers, pasta, flour tortillas, and oriental noodles. One 60-pound bushel of wheat provides about 42 pounds of white flour, enough for about 70 one-pound loaves of wheat bread. Each American consumes about 134 pounds of wheat flour per year. In other news, FFA from small communities make a big difference in the lives of many. I want to congratulate Jory Ratchliff of the Canton Galve FFA chapter for being selected the 2024-2025 Kansas FFA State President during the 96th Kansas FFA State Convention held in Manhattan a couple of weeks ago. What a prestigious honor it is to represent the small community of Canton Galve. Jory, we wish you the best in serving the state's members as Kansas FFA State President. In other news, our McPherson County Farmers Market has been open now for 2 weeks. Each Saturday from June to October, our market is open, and it's located at 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Doors of the Blue Roundtop Chief Building will open at 8 a.m., and the market closes at noon. The Farmers Market is made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce and homemade items to the public. The market will have many products available for purchase, like fresh herbs and vegetables, sweet and savory baked goods, jams and jellies, honey, pecans, eggs, cut flowers with knife sharpening, and homemade arts and crafts. Plan now to visit the Farmers Market each Saturday for homegrown, homemade items here in McPherson. The 2024 American Salier Junior National Show will be held in McPherson at the 4-H Fairgrounds from June 16th to June 20th. 37 participants exhibiting 70 head of Salier cattle will spend their week here in McPherson County. And the theme for this year's Junior National, Meet in the Middle. And lastly, don't forget about the Mound Ridge Farmers Market, located in Mound Ridge at 406 West Cole Street. This market is held every Saturday from 8 to 11 and also on Tuesday nights. For more information, check them out on their Facebook, What's Happening in Mound Ridge. Some vendors do accept Senior Farmers Market nutritional vouchers. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.